The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they will not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord.
The direct way from Galilee to Jerusalem was going through Samaria, but the Jews always avoided going through Samaria because of the quarrels, centuries of quarrels that existed between the Jews and the Samaritans. If you remember in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 9, when Jesus Christ approached the woman at the well and asked the woman for a drink, the woman asked him, "Why will you ask me for a drink? For you are Jew and I am a Samaritan woman, and the Samaritans and the Jews have nothing in common." It is interesting that in today's gospel, Jesus Christ decides to journey through Samaria, this place where the Jewish people are not welcome. And not only that he is journeying through Samaria, he also wants to have a reception there. And the people rejected that. What Jesus Christ was doing was to extend a hand of friendship to the people of Samaria. He was trying to heal the divisions that existed between them. And James and John want to call down fire to consume these people. And they thought they were probably doing something good. But Jesus Christ said no, and actually rebuked them and said, "You can't do that." What is Jesus Christ teaching us in today's gospel? Jesus Christ is teaching us to always reach out to people whom we either perceive or they perceive us as enemies. We have a responsibility as Christians to reach out to them. Jesus is also teaching us tolerance. We need to tolerate people whom we do not agree with. We don't tolerate them out of indifference, but we tolerate them out of love, because we are all created in the image and likeness of God. Jesus Christ died for us all. So we must tolerate the people we do not agree with. We don't want to call down a fire to consume them just because we do not agree with them. I know of a family several years ago, and every morning they prayed. There was a division in the family. And in one room, one group of the family is praying against the other group, and the other group of the family is praying against the other group and calling upon God to condemn the other group. And sometimes we are like that. We get so indifferent about other people, and we get people we don't agree with, and we just have no tolerance for them. But Jesus Christ calls us to still love them, to still reach out to them, to still extend to them that hand of friendship.